What a great victory here at home against a really good football team. Ron Rivera, Mike Shula, a bunch of guys on that staff. It's a really, really good team. We knew we'd get their very best, and I'm just proud of our guys for hanging in there and finding a way. You know, it's been a theme for us this year. The first half was really good. The third quarter was really tough, and then we came back and finished and won the game. So I'm really proud of our guys for keeping their poise and staying with it and making enough plays to win today against a really good football team. And so, questions? He jammed it on that snap, and he's, was able to return, and went and got X-rays and made sure it wasn't anything significant, and it wasn't. So we think things are going to be okay. He came back and played, and obviously helped us win the game. So it was a welcome sight.
You think that's the first ever shotgun victory formation?
Maybe not. You see a few of those in college, but where they don't know how to take a snap. But, we did what we had to do with the snap, obviously, not having him under center after aggravating that. But we'll see. Go ahead. He's a really good football player. Yeah, that's what I've been saying. Early in the year, there was discussion about what about his numbers, and I said, You know what I said. I think you were there. He's going to get his numbers. He's a good football player. He brings great energy every day. He's a wonderful teammate, and he's a talented guy that works his tail off. So those guys, they tend to get their numbers.
Jack, you've been involved in so many close games this year, and you guys have managed to pull out. What's the feeling like on the sidelines when you're in these tight games? Is there a feeling of confidence that somehow we're going to get it done?
Yeah, I thought we had that. Late, I thought there was a stretch there where as things were kind of unraveling a little bit, and we were that third quarter, there was 3-4 possessions by them in a row, and we weren't moving it. And I actually tried to make sure and say, hey, let's just remember, we keep fighting and we keep believing, and we go from there. And then whatever happens, we can deal with it. But I thought we snapped out of that and got our energy back and continued to fight and then found a way.
When Derek went out, did you know he was going to come back in, or was it a question?
Well, before they ran the test, there's no way I could know anything. So,
when did you know, when he ran back out?
When the crowd started to roar. It was a roar. It was a roar too. So I knew it was good. It's only number 4. It's either Woodson, and he's in the booth now, or it's Derek Carr. So maybe Khalil Mack, but I saw Khalil.
Did you know Mack had those kind of hands on that one?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's got good hands. He can throw it too. He can do just about anything he wants, really.
Is there a sense of belief though when you get Derek coming back in? It must have been some tense moments when you went into the X-ray. Is it relief when he comes back out?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure there was. Yeah, I think, obviously he's our leader, He's one of them. And, he's a heck of a football player. So for him to come back certainly gave us a lift. And then he played well. He made plays to help us, come back and win.
Was there a specific moment in that game time drive where you said they pulled out of it? Was there a play where you saw, okay, we're done with the free fall, we're back to where we were?
No, I thought it was a gradual thing. I didn't know there was any one moment in the game, but there was a point, we kind of collected ourselves and righted it. And it's a really good football team. You have to remember that. I think that can get lost. It's a really good football team. Ron Rivera does a great job with their team. They've won a lot of football games over the last several years. It's a proud group, and we got their best effort. I don't think so.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about Crabtree and what he's been? It just seems like whenever you need a big play today, he came up with it.
Yeah, Michael's been really good for us. He's done that for us really the whole time he's been here. He's been really, really reliable. He's been a great teammate. I mean, you know, he's come in here and there were questions about some of those things when he got here, and I still don't understand why, because he's been, you know, great for us. So we're certainly glad we have him. He's one of our playmakers, one of our guys we know we can go to in tough situations, and he's going to find a way. And he played big for us today. Yeah, I mean, that's another example of it, you know, making a great play. You know, got behind the guy and came back for that ball and found a way, you know, helmet getting knocked off the whole bit and being, you know, interfered with, and he came down with that ball. So that's just a typical Crab.
To come off the short week and the altitude game against a team that had kind of a mini bye.
Yeah.
And to lose a substantial lead against a team that had gone to the Super Bowl, just sort of develop into a team that just won't accept an excuse?
No, I believe that. We're not going to accept excuses. So if it didn't finish the way it did, I wouldn't be up here giving you any. I think you know that about me. We're going to man up. It was a tough set of circumstances, okay? My belief is you don't whine about it. You know, you go to work. You do the best you can with the situation that you find yourself in. And as a football team, that's how we're going to do it. And so, hey, we bounced back and did all those things and found a way to battle and won the game. And you know what? We're going to get ready for Buffalo, and it's going to be a heck of a game there. It's going to be a tough opponent. So that's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to do it. Well, the reason I talk about them as a group, because they do so many things selflessly, you know, like a key block, you know, last week when Coop, you know, takes off on that touchdown, that's Seth making that key block right there, you know. So when you see Latavius pop on one of those runs, you might see Seth in there making a key block. So it goes beyond catching the ball and having stats on the stat sheet and receptions and yards and touchdowns. Certainly that two-point play was about as big as a play as we had in the game, and Seth came up huge for us there. Not really. No, I think we've got work to do. You know, we just want to keep stacking up wins the best we can, and improve as a team the best we can. So many things that I think you saw glimpses today in the first half of what we think we can be as a complete team. But, you know, the whole idea is sustain that. You know, can't be for a half, can't be for three quarters. It has to be 60 minutes worth. So that's what we're fighting for, and we're going to keep fighting for it. Certainly, it's a great thing to be 9-2 right now. Okay, after 11 games, that's what we've earned. But you know, we're going to focus on the work in front of us.
Last week was a little wild in this week. Wofford had a nice catch. Are you guys still feeling good players in your offense?
Well, I don't think we are in terms of like holding it back. I think you're seeing a lot of different dimensions that we can bring. I think there are a lot of different people that can contribute. And we're not fixated on one guy has to do it, you know. So I think it's free-flowing. I think, you know, we understand we have a lot of playmakers that we want to get involved. I think, you know, Bill and the staff do a great job of designing things to get a lot of different people involved. And Derek will throw it to any of them. I mean, he believes in whoever's on the field. You know, Johnny Holton makes a nice play today, right? So, you know, from Johnny to Crab, it's Coop and whoever in between. He'll throw it to any of them. All right.
Is there specialness to this win? This is like a 16th win. They're all unique in their own way. But this win, do you see this team having like more of a specialness about it, considering what you guys went through, the things that Jerry mentioned, the fact that you had a great first half? Is there something special about this game?
I like them all. I really can't make it any more special. I love winning.